The Progressive People's Party, PPP, is asking the incoming NPP government to, within 2 years, implement the National Identification System. This will help advance economic, social and political activities in the country. Speaking at the party's last news conference for the year in Accra, flag bearer of the party, Dr. Papakwesi Ndum, said the use of the National Identification System by citizens from birth to death will help improve and bring discipline into all aspects of national life.
An essential public policy decision occurred when Parliament passed into law Act 707, which was given assent on 18th April 2006 by the then President. This brought into being the National Identification Authority. And according to the law, the objects of the authority create, maintain, provide and promote the use of national identity cards in order to advance economic, political and social activities in the country. Now remember what it said, it's economic, social, political. PPP believes that the mandatory use of the resultant national identification number by all citizens from birth until death will help greatly to bring about greater discipline into all aspects of our national lives. So all areas, banking, broadening the national revenue base, criminal justice, voters registration, all of them and others will benefit from the implementation of the national identification system. It is our understanding that a lot of work was done and progress made in this direction by the National Identification Authority. Therefore, we are asking the incoming administration to provide adequate financial, human, and technical support to the National Identification Authority so that this work can be completed by the end of 2017. We don't need a lot of time to get this task done.
Dr. Kwesi Ndum also called for changes in some aspects of the 1992 constitution. He said the area which needs urgent attention, in the party's view, is the election of MMDCEs. He's happy that the president-elect Nana Akufo-Addo has said he'll implement the election of MMDCEs in 2018. He said all necessary attention and resources must be given to this promise to make it a reality.
So we specifically would like to see that the following reforms are undertaken within the next 24 months. First one, the appointment of majority of ministers from parliament. See, we are of the view that the current arrangement where ministers of state or even the majority of ministers of state must come from parliament does not support good governance and it must be changed. And if you go to Article 78.1 of the Constitution, says ministers of state shall be appointed by the president with the prior approval of parliament from among members of parliament or persons qualified to be elected as members of parliament, except that the majority of ministers of state shall be appointed from among members of parliament. This disables parliament from performing its oversight responsibility. And, you know, those who are appointed by president, how can they go and sit on the floor of parliament and disagree with him? And then, even more importantly, those sitting there who are still hoping to be appointed by the president as ministers, how can they go and disagree with the same president? And I'm talking about people on both sides of the house. So this defeats the principle of effective separation of powers and allows the president and executive arm of government to control the legislature. This is wrong, which for me is one of the very, 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 very key ones where change is necessary. Has to do with the election to Carlton, municipal, district chief executives, and all assembly members. Let's not forget that one.
You heard the flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Papakwesi Ndum.
Now, the president-elect, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, says measures will be put in place to fulfill all MPP's campaign promises. Ending his thank you tour of the Eastern Region, Nana Addo said the NPP government will do all it can to ensure that the private sector is improved to help boost the economy. Addressing the chiefs and elders of the Kweu traditional area at Impraesu in the Kweu South District of the region, Nana Addo said the One District, One Factory and the $1 million fund for each district promise will be materialized. The acting president of the Kweu traditional area, Nana Isiedu Ajeman, congratulated the president-elect on his victory, reminding him of the task ahead.